Hello, and welcome to this week's meditation, where we're going to be exploring what it is to become aware of awareness, or what it is for awareness to become aware of itself. So in this meditation, we're exploring one of the fundamental mysteries of existence. The mystery of consciousness, the mystery of awareness. As human beings, awareness is perhaps the most fundamental fact of our experience of being alive. We're always aware, we're always conscious, except maybe when we're asleep. We could argue that's a form of consciousness too. So we're always aware, and yet most human beings will go through their entire lives without ever becoming aware of awareness itself. And that's because we spend all of our time with our attention focused on various objects arising within awareness, on various things that we experience. So we go through our day and we're aware of other people, the world around us, ourselves, our thoughts, our feelings, our sensations, our to-do lists. And all of this content, all of this phenomena occupies our awareness from dawn to dusk. And as a result, we never discover this most extraordinary possibility, which is what happens when awareness becomes aware of itself, when we discover awareness itself. One of the most essential ways of understanding what enlightened consciousness is, or awakened consciousness is that it is consciousness that knows itself, awareness that has become aware of its own nature. When consciousness discovers itself, when we become aware of awareness, there is a profound and remarkable inversion that happens. Our world, in a sense, turns upside down as we discover that we were not the limited, time-bound, skin-encapsulated sense of self that was born at a certain time and that has had certain experiences and will eventually come to an end. But we discover that we are this infinite dimension, this infinite self. It is not bound by the mind and ego. So to begin this practice, I just want to invite you to step into or move into a meditation posture, ideally sitting upright with your knees a bit lower than your hips, allowing for a natural curve in your spine. You can do this with your eyes open or closed. For this practice, it's probably a little more effective to do it with your eyes open, looking down in front of you, allowing your gaze to rest on one place, but without intensely focusing on anything. I want to invite you first to become aware of your body, any physical sensations, the skin against your clothing, pressure of your buttocks against the seat you're sitting on. Any tightness or tension anywhere in your body. Just feel your body as it is right now. And now, become aware of any sounds you're hearing, the sound of my voice, background noises. And any visual stimuli, if your eyes are open, whatever you can see around you. If your eyes are closed, maybe just the light on your eyelids. Become aware of the breath moving in and out. And now I want to invite you to bring your attention to the awareness in which all of these things are arising. Bring your attention to your own awareness of the body, of the breath, of the sights and sounds, all the sensations that we just noticed. Who or what is aware of all of that? This isn't a question to be answered conceptually with ideas. It's an invitation to look into your own experience at awareness in this moment. Awareness cannot be found in a particular place. You might initially, out of habit, think awareness is in my head and draw your attention there. But where is the awareness of your head? Where is the awareness of your body, which includes your head? If you look directly for awareness, you will find it is not in a place. Awareness is vast, wide, infinite. And yet always right here. Simply allow yourself to be aware of this vastness, of your own awareness, your own infinite awareness in this moment. I now want to invite you to become aware of your feelings. What's happening at the level of emotion right now for you? Without labeling your feelings, just feel them. Notice how you feel emotionally. Allow those feelings to be here within awareness. And notice what's happening in your mind at the level of thought. Different thoughts coming and going. Wondering if you're understanding the practice or doing it right, or what it means, or thoughts about other things that flit across awareness. And now bring your attention to the space in which those thoughts and feelings are arising in your awareness. The awareness that is aware of thought and feeling, sensation, the body. Notice your own awareness in this moment. This awareness cannot be located anywhere. It is not in a particular place. It's always right here, aware awake, without boundaries. Within this vast, infinite awareness, thoughts come and go, feelings come and go, sensations come and go. Awareness remains untouched by whatever comes and goes within it, unchanged by the rising and passing of phenomena. You are that awareness. You are this infinite depth. Allow yourself to simply rest as this wide open awareness, in which the entire world comes and goes from moment to moment. as we pay attention to awareness, you may find that the quality of your experience begins to change. You might feel very positive feelings or peaceful feelings. You might notice your consciousness becoming brighter or clearer or more relaxed or more open. And you might also notice a tendency to focus on these qualities of experience, these feelings, and even to start to associate them with being aware of awareness or with awareness itself. Thinking, oh, this is awareness, this vast, peaceful, spacious experience. I'm aware of awareness. It feels like this. So just realize that anything you can be aware of or focus on, any quality or experience or feeling, is itself just another object arising in consciousness, in awareness. It's just some other thing. And just gently keep looking for who or what is aware of even that and even this. The way that we remain aware of awareness is that we continue to turn toward awareness, which is nowhere in particular, which is no thing in particular. We keep taking one step back from whatever experience we're having and noticing the awareness of this new experience, this new moment. Become aware of that and that. Ever turning toward awareness, which is not anywhere in particular and is not any particular experience, but the experiencer itself, the space in which all experiences arise. You may find as you practice this that Your awareness continually gets absorbed in thoughts, one thought after another. And then after a little bit, you notice that's happening and you try to get back to awareness. This is simply a habit of attention. We're used to always paying attention to thoughts. So there's a momentum to that. Each time you notice your awareness has been absorbed in the thought stream, just gently turn toward awareness. Or just simply don't focus on the thoughts. Don't focus on anything. Allow yourself to sit here with your awareness open and wide and deep without paying attention to anything at all. No point of focus, just wide open consciousness. I now want to invite you to gently let go of the meditation. And without trying to keep practicing during the day, just allow this awareness of awareness to continue to show up during the day, during your week, in whatever ways it does naturally. And notice those changes. Thank you for practicing with me. Have a wonderful day.